God, my God. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Something is happening here now. Take your right hand, put on your tummy. As we sing again. Oppressions, demonic manipulations, spells. The breaker is here of curses, covenants, agreements, dedications. The breaker is here. Ebenezer, break is here. In Jesus' name, you can be seated. The next 30 minutes, start playing quietly. The next 30 minutes. So we are looking at the topic, how to minister to the territory, because we have found out that it seems as if Satan has the kingdom of darkness has a bigger picture or a more robust understanding of the shape of the universe. It seems as if Satan understands the possibilities that is given to the cardinals of the earth more than we human beings. Because of fundamentally, I think, or it is obvious, that is because of the fact that man fell into himself. And because of the fact that man fell into himself, every of his engagements from that time is about himself. So if there is anything that holds possibilities but is outside of the immediate scope of a man's self, the tendency is that the man will not see it. Even if that thing is what will give you the ultimate dimension of what you are seeking, you might not yet see it. The reason why you will not see it is because you are fundamentally built to be selfish in Adam. Are you getting the point now? Let me give you a typical example. See, for example, a politician can decide to be corrupt, and corrupt in the sense that he will be collecting the money that is meant for the commonwealth of this nation. He will be collecting it, collect billions. So, and imagine if the person is a minister of education and he collects billions, and then ASUU is on strike. Are you with me now? If ASUU is on strike for 1 year, it will mean that new Yahoo boys will emerge. Are you getting the point? Now, and new armed robbers will emerge. Are you getting the point now? And new kidnappers will emerge. Meanwhile, when the man was stealing the money, he is not seeing the ultimate dimension of what he's doing, that the consequent implication on the long run might mean that he is no more safe. He has the money, but he's no more what? Safe. Because he doesn't know that when people go to school and have things they are doing, they are engaged. When 90% of the people are engaged, it will be easy for the police to police the remaining 10%. But when, are you getting the point? But when 70% are not engaged, they are not doing anything, the remaining 30% will bear the burden of the 70. That is why if they ask you money, if you refuse to give, they'll come and rob you, because 70% are not. Meanwhile, there is a man that stood somewhere, and all he thought, when he saw money, all he thought about was himself and his family. He went to Chicago in US and bought a house, bought Lamborghini. Are you getting the point? But the bridge that crosses to his hometown, they used plywood to do it. But he used interlock to decorate the house that he built at Maitama in Abuja. Are you getting the point? Mm-hmm. Until they want to give him chieftaincy title, he came back to the village, they kidnapped him. Why did they kidnap? Are you seeing the implication now? Man in Adam cannot see beyond himself, even in the things that is good, because part of the posture that kind of person would have taken is, have you seen some of these governors that did a lot? They are not even doing a lot. They just did 30% of what they, in Nigeria, if you do 30% of what you are elected to do, you will be a hero. That is how bad Nigeria has become. If you do, what is 30? If you do 20%, you will become a hero. I mean, if 100 billion enters and you use 30 billion, you are a hero. So, but you have seen some of these governors that went ahead and used some majority of the finances of the state and did a lot of work. Many of them, if they come around the locality, they don't need protection. Is it not true? How many of you have heard or seen one or two? They interact with normal people. The people are even their protection. Are you getting the point now? Why will such a person do that? It is because he saw beyond himself. He saw that if he stole the commonwealth, there will be many consequences that will not be immediately obvious. It will not be instantly obvious, the consequence of stealing the commonwealth. But man is factored in Adam to think selfish, such that even when you go to school, your lecturers will not see the implication of not teaching you well. They will not see the implication of not teaching you well until you graduate. And the daughter of that professor happens to fall into your hand. Are you getting the point now? As a chemist, and he said that he needs drug for headache, and you gave him the one for diabetes. Not because you want to, but because that's the training you received. Who gave you the training? Your lecturer, who happens to be the father of that person. Meanwhile, when that person is doing it, he doesn't see the implication. Some of them came and told us that the law in the school is that once you have written a subject on the board, that he has been considered taught. So some of them will come and misbehave. 2 weeks to exam, they will bring all the heavy workload. And what does a lecturer expect from a student that he gave the workload 2 weeks to exam? Is it not to cram and pass? Do you actually know it? No. The human brain and have what it can absorb. Mentally. Not to talk of the one you can put into practice. In the practical dimension, is even lesser. No matter how powerful your brain is, you cannot absorb more than 30%. That is why. Now, the one you read, you passed the exam. But after exam, you find out the one that finally stayed with you is not more than 30%. And amongst that 30%, the practical one is even less. Very less, like 10%. That is why when you finish, you have to be brushing yourself on your own now. If you don't labor on your own, you are in trouble. Imagine if you are doing electrical and electronics engineering in Nigeria, and you don't know there is a website, an app called YouTube. Woe unto an engineer that doesn't know that app. You are in trouble. Because there is nothing that decoding, they are not doing anything. I was reading somewhere and they said that they are still using Python. That old one. To still teach people programming in universities. C sharp and all that. So somebody comes out like that and say, I'm a graduate of computer. Meanwhile, somebody somewhere is so lazy to do, he's receiving salary. That person is going abroad though, seeing how much that sector has advanced, and came back to his students in Nigeria and never bothered to do anything about it. Is it not true? Our lecturers, they have PhDs abroad. They come back and they know that Python is nothing. They know that C-sharp is not going anywhere. Yeah, they are not interested in anything until we come to the point where we are now. And they said that our satellite in space is surviving by the grace of God. The satellite Nigeria has in space is surviving by what? You don't know the implication. The implication is much. If that thing falls or anything happens to it, even those people that say, I will travel abroad, I will live abroad, you cannot. Because you need the radar. You need the reading of the radar in the sky to even fly. So all of us go there here. I'm even praying so that the grace will finish. So that they said that the subscription, the fuel has finished. That what is now keeping it is what? My prayer is that grace will finish so that the thing will fall. All because the only time they respond in a corrupt nation is when whatever is happening is hitting the political or elite class. That's why they locked you down in COVID. Because COVID killed more big people than poor people. Yes, COVID killed more rich people than poor. And guess what? COVID started spreading from rich people because COVID came from abroad. There are people in villages that COVID never entered. There are villages COVID never entered. Why? Rich people did not go there. Is it not if you are flying aircraft, you will catch COVID? If you are at Anako, where you will use boat and cross to go and farm, you don't even know what is COVID. Are you telling me they are using nose masks at that riverine? Nobody has time for that. Meanwhile, the rich men will lock you down. They labored. Why? Their life is now at stake. After everything, I'm not sure up to how many people died. Are they up to 2,000? Don't know how many people died in Nigeria in total. Malaria is killing more people in 1 month. Guess what? Malaria is not for rich people. So they are not bothered about malaria. Are you now getting the point? I'm just using this example to show you that man is fundamentally fabricated in Adam to be selfish. Even when he is looking out for himself, if it has no benefit for self, he will tend to take another path. Even when, if he continues on this path, ultimately he will gain the more. Because if those people invested the corporate wealth of the people and developed the society to a point, many of the things that they are buying is already around. They will not need to do it. If this young man had everything he need to express his intelligence and talent in school, if you ask me, you will be better than some Chinese people, some US people. Are you studying sciences? You did chemistry, engineering. How do you expect somebody to survive in those engineering labs, those old ones? I don't know how they are doing physics practical. How are they getting those refraction and all those moribund equipment? How are they giving them correct reading? That's why if you survive in Nigeria, if you get third class in Nigeria, sometimes if you go abroad, you hammer first class. Because one lecturer can look at all of your results and say, oh boy, you know, they pass too much. I'm telling you. He will say, oh, now they pass too much. How can, out of 50 people, how can 30 get A? He will now start failing you people. Start reducing. He will minus 20 from everybody. Woe unto you if your score is less than 60. Because if your score is less than 60 and they remove 20, what did you get? Is F. That's how you will now see EFCC, EFCC, EFCC. Everywhere. I say a result sheet is only 3 people that passed. And a lecturer, I don't know, Nigeria don't spoil them. And lecturer is bold to paste it. I heard that in abroad, that is an indictment on your teaching capacity, that more people fail than pass. It is opposite in a corrupt country. It's opposite. In my own opinion, the last time they taught people well was in secondary school. That's my own, in Nigeria, the last time they taught people well. Because it's in secondary school they taught people. It's actually primary school, but and junior secondary. By senior secondary, it depends on the teachers you meet. Some of them will start writing only notes for you. Is it not true? Yes. Guess what? All those people will become the engineers. And they will build Owerri social center. The engineers will be Owerri social center and breeze will blow. There is one I saw, the thing has caved in Owerri. Not one building, not two, not three. Go to Owerri, you will see it. And it's on the road. Who built it? 7 engineers. They will say it's Satan. Why is Satan not in US? The Satan in US is actually more powerful. Why is he not doing some things? I don't want to say something. The Satan at your village is making people poor, putting a new life for people, all kinds of things. Yes, now. That's the only thing they can do with their demonic intelligence. Meanwhile, white people is using their demonic intelligence to open up new technologies. Your village herbalist is using his own to kill more people. Kill more people. And you come out and be doing like this. Brothers and sisters, carry fire. Carry fire. Before the man will bring you down, you bring the man from far. You cripple them. Say after me, Father. Give me fire.
Give me fire.
Tell me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Give me fire.
Give me fire.
It is not because we want fire just because of fire, but because of the shape of our territory. It can only respond to certain language, the language of fire. The language of fire. That's how you cannot appear. You cannot just appear in Akabe Zemo.
I say, ah, she's a more gotana machine.
You need to come back with fire. With fire. You become high tension. When they touch you, that's the last time they will leave to talk about it. Have you touched high tension before? No, try it tomorrow. When you try it in the morning, come and give testimony in the evening. Huh? We will meet in heaven. The testimony will now be in heaven. When you touch high tension, the testimony will be where? In heaven. But you have touched the electricity before. Hmm? Which one do you touch? Those small ones. Somebody open the socket for him. Let him test. The way I'm looking at you, electricity can't do anything to you. The way I'm looking at him, he can't touch him. Say after me, I need fire.
I need fire.
It's a necessity. Just to live on this earth, because of how cruel the earth has become, a man need fire. I don't have time to show you, but that's not where I'm going. There is the morphology of the two witnesses that appeared in the book of Revelation. They took a shape. It is only that shape that men will take in the last days to survive the onslaught of Satan. If you like, keep yourself like this. You come and say, God called me. God that called me, he called you. You will die with your calling. I will come for your burial. You say, God forbid. It's not God forbid with man. It's God forbid. Wow, 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 wow. That's how to say this, God forbid. Huh? Some people are saying, God forbid, I will not die. I will need to testify the goodness of the Lord. We buried them. I'm telling you the truth. I say, I know what God told me. He said, I won't die on time. I won't die. I will see my children, 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 children. That's what the Bible said. You have to somehow make it your own. For the prophecies that have gone ahead in your life, what do? You war, a good warfare. So that even if somebody come and say, you will die, you know, you will start laughing. You know, I can't die. Huh? Yes. There is a point you reach, if somebody say, I will kill you, the person dies that night. As a proof that he said what he should no human being should say. That's how men like Paul lived. They said they will kill him. He said, let me tell you, king, he is not given to you to kill people like us. The day we are through with living, we sleep, we don't die. In Jesus' name. So we are able to touch. First one is what? Second one is what? Oga, where is your Bible and jot? Number three is what? Number two is what? What? Number three is what? What's number three? Is she correct? Huh? Is she correct? Is she correct? Huh? I know no kweba. Is she correct? Halfway. Okay, what's the full one?
Securing the presence of the lampstand. The authority of God upon the church doing an activity in the territory.
Sometimes I'm coming to ask, where do I follow? Left or right? Left or right? Left or right? Some people that have red pen with red cover, it's doing me to ask them. Amen. We don't have that time now. So, is that where we stopped? One more, right? What was the fourth one? Okay. I think that's where we stopped. We did not fully touch it. Is it not so? Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. Let's quickly touch it and advance. Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. 2 verse 1, not 19. Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Raymond Nwachukwu, are you there? If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Valo, why are you read for us? Somebody get mic for him quickly. Follow. The reason why I'm calling out somebody to read is so that you have time to find it and focus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
Now, it is enough. Can you understand this scripture? It's straightforward. Remember, the fourth one is minister from the lampstand. See, this one person is speaking. And look at it now. It's straightforward. He said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his hand and walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. In fact, if you want to substantiate, or rather give more evidence for this concept, this thing we are talking about now, you go a verse before here, the verse before Revelations 2 verse 1 verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and seven golden candlesticks or lampstand. The seven stars are the angels of the churches, of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Watch. Let me quickly, that's not where I'm going, but let me quickly say something. Now, you will notice that the church of Jesus Christ was represented in a particular dimension here. That the church is represented territorially. There are four possible ways to see the church, and none of them is denominational. There are four possible ways to see what? The church. None of them is denominational. So if you appear before God like this and say, "But I'm a Catholic," they will say, "We don't know Catholic. There's only one church." If you come and say, "I'm deeper life," we are deeper. I mean, if you are not deeper, you will not enter. They say, "We don't know deeper." And because you are deeper only, what we recognize is Christ, not deeper life. Denominations are not. Are you a deeper life? The way you are looking at me like this, I hope I'm safe. Let me climb the stage so that if somebody is rushing, I will know. And then you say you are MFM. Where is Minister of Water Resources? You say you are MFM. That's why. No, they don't know MFM. You say you are Anglican. No, they don't know all those things. There are many ways that the Church of Jesus Christ is represented. None of them is denominational. None. Number one, according to this scripture here, is territorial. Territorial. Say after me, territorial. So you can see the Bible said that I speak to my church. So if God is speaking to the church at, if he wants to speak to the church territorially, let's say in our region, he will say the church in Eastern Nigeria. It doesn't matter the denomination you are from. What is happening here will be happening. What is if there is a spirit at work negatively, it will affect all denominations. The same thing, one way or the other, you will see it at work. If God also wants to bring, okay, let's say it's revival of prayer. There is no denomination you will enter and not see a witness of what God is doing territorially. Because you can come and say, I'm deeper life now. If you are Catholic, then you know. No. If you go there, a witness of God, even if it is small, will be there. To show that there is something God is doing territorially that is beyond the denominations. Are you getting what I'm saying? The same way, because let's assume you are in Southeast and there is a love of money that is beyond measure. It doesn't matter the denomination you enter. Even if it is Christ Embassy, it will still be there. Even if it is in the greatest holiness church, some of them will love money so much that they are very poor. Because I found out in my small experience that the people that love money most are actually poor people. It is true. Let me give you an example that you love money too much. Because of money, you don't read your Bible. You don't pray. Because of money, your family have scattered. Because you come back by 11 in the night and leave by 5 in the morning because of money. Huh?